Hello, and welcome to another episode of Convert Me, the podcast where we watch, review, critique, appreciate, celebrate industry creative, and discuss whether we're converted ourselves. My name is Corey Allen. I'm a creative director at the University of Arizona. And today, we're going to talk about the relentless pursuit of Subaru to get me to buy their car, even though I just bought one. So, I am being assaulted by a sandwich of ads. I'll call this a sandwich of ads on multiple fronts. And I feel like this is a very specific thing directed to me because I am a new father and I am at a moment of my life where I care more about safety. And I care more about safety and I care more about family because I recently, me and my wife started a family. So I'm getting these ads from Subaru, two of them, one about safety and one about a father-son relationship. I don't have a son, but, you get the idea. And I feel as if I am being given these ads. I don't know if everybody is seeing these ads as much as I am. I swear to God, every time I turn on a computer or I watch something, one of these ads, I see one or both of these ads, sometimes both in the same sequence of ads. And it's, a pretty compelling strategy because one of them is basically telling me, hey, if you get a Subaru, you and your family are going to be safe and you won't have to deal with your family, getting hurt or dying or whatever. And that ad is sort of very specifically kind of a trauma ad where it's showing you like the scene of an accident. And it's, not exactly like this, but the voiceover says something like, I love my Subaru the most when they walked away from it, which is very traumatizing. And then the mother in the ad walks up to her family members who've just been in this accident. And her kid is like, mommy, it's scary. It's disturbing. Even though it doesn't quite look believable. It's pretty good. And the second ad is the Subaru ad around taking your son or your daughter to a public park and experiencing nature. And it's features like a deaf dad and a deaf child who are kind of seeing Yosemite, I think, for the first time. And it shows this like beautiful, like idyllic nature landscape, kind of associated with Subaru. Subaru is kind of a nature-y kind of thing. You use them to kind of go and experience nature. And so that kind of is portraying this father-son family time, unique, natural experience that I think when you have a kid, you're inevitably thinking about the things that you're going to do with them and the things that you want to expose them to. And nature's a pretty good thing to expose your kid to. And I'm getting served these ads. It's a 1-2 punch. It's basically like, okay, you had a kid, don't let that kid get hurt, and make sure they experience all that the natural wonders of nature have to offer. And I feel that this is a pretty effective strategy. But it does feel a touch manipulative. I feel like it's actually the fact that it's kind of two ads. I don't know if this is a specific thing. But the fact that it's two ads makes me kind of feel less manipulated because I'm kind of getting multiple sides. And it's not trying to like force a full complete narrative on me all at once. And I see these ads all the time, so they must be spending a lot of money on getting them in front of me, I'm assuming. I think I've probably seen these ads at probably 50 times. And I'm not really a Subaru guy. Occasionally I'll have a moment where I'm like, oh, Subaru is kind of cool. I could buy a Subaru. Maybe, I don't know. But personally, I'm more into when I'm thinking about buying a car, I'm not really thinking about, and this is, I guess it's sort of shifted now that I've had a kid. And of course I care about safety and all that, but to be honest, the thing I care about most when I'm buying a car is how nice the interior is. And I know that's so shallow and dumb, but it means a lot to me. I want to feel like I'm in like a really nice cabin, especially if I'm going to be in it every day, you know? And, I like ads that speak to that, but I do understand why, you know, as somebody with a family or of a specific age where I probably have a family or I'm starting a family, why I'd get served these ads. And they're very simple ads. I think the thing that is probably the hardest thing to execute out of both of these ads is the getting the believability of the crash scene right and making sure that doesn't seem cliche or totally fake. And I always feel like in crash scenes or in commercials with trauma, it's always like kind of not quite traumatic enough, or, you know, the actors look a little too nice. Like they're not messed up enough. And I'm assuming if you're directing a commercial like this, you have to kind of weigh the makeup and the decisions you make on how bad you make the actors look, because they have to look just bad enough to sell the idea, but not so bad that it like is actually traumatizing. So I feel like that's an interesting thing to think about in the context of that commercial. There's also, you can kind of see them in the background. There's some like first responders that kind of come into the frame at just the right moment, and they kind of come in and out. And I feel like that is pretty well done in this commercial. And the thing I don't like the most about this commercial, and this is a very specific thing, but you know, the mother comes into the scene, sees the father and the daughter. The daughter, like, you know, basically says, "Mommy," they reunite, and then they're like walking away from the ad, and that's all fine. They're walking away from the crash site. And that's all fine. But then the dad does this like kind of traumatized, like very cinematic look over his shoulder as if he's like looking back at the crash that had happened. And for some reason, that decision to include that, I don't know if that was like a pre-scripted idea or whatever, that just felt really cliche. Everything was normal until that happened, I feel like. So it just feels like, oh man, I'm looking back at this awful thing that just happened to me. It just feels a little cheesy. And I feel like it probably would have been better if they had just not done that. And then, you know, the other ad, I feel like it's really well done. Like, there's some really interesting things with sound in that ad, because the family is deaf. The beginning of the ad is completely silent and you don't hear anything. And then the voiceover comes on. And then, I believe at a very specific moment when the dad touches the son on the shoulder, the audio kicks in and you get all this white noise from the waterfall that they're standing in front of. And I felt just like the sound of that ad and the way that they explicitly leave it out and then totally like let it come in at this specific moment, really adds to it, and adds to the, I don't know, the story of them being deaf and going to experience this thing. And they're kind of talking in sign about how they can feel the presence of the waterfall. And then when they're doing that, you know, you then hear the audio, and they're assuming that you can hear it, right? So I just thought that ad, I think, is a lot better, to be honest. It's just like really well done. And I feel like it's more effective because it's not specifically about the car. The car is just a vehicle to get them to this place. And I mean, in the same way that the car is a means to safety in the other one, maybe this other one just speaks to me because I like nature, and that's just, there's some really beautiful shots of Yosemite and the waterfall. And, it's nice. It's a very nice ad. Very nice ad that has not converted me. I'm not converted because, honestly, because I've been getting these ads and it just feels like I'm getting them at a very specific point in my life where it just feels too obvious and I'm onto them. You know, I know what they're doing. I know they're, you know, it just feels like they're saying to me like, hey, like, don't mess up your kid. Kind of backhanded, feels a little backhanded. And maybe that's just me reading into it, to be honest with you. And they're just being nice and trying to give me a product that fits my life. But I don't know. The cynic in me is like, hey, don't take advantage of my new child to help to try to get me to buy this specific car. You know, I want a beautiful interior with a nice screen that has all the amenities that I need while getting yelled at and screamed at by my kid in the back seat. That's what matters to me. And you know, safety is also important as well. So that is just a couple of Subaru ads that I've been seeing lately. I think there's a lot to learn about these ads. They're sort of, honestly, they're not, personally, I'm into kind of goofy ads, and these are not goofy ads. They're very vanilla, kind of boilerplate family, a real family man's ad. But nonetheless important. I've been seeing them a lot. I feel like Subaru's putting a lot of attention into making sure that I see them. I think that honestly, like, besides the commercials, I'm just interested in the fact that I'm potentially getting these ads from a data perspective, like when I should be. And the fact that I'm not just seeing one ad, I'm seeing two, and they kind of complement each other. I think that's really unique. I think there's a lot to learn from that. And I think that that's an interesting approach to think about the audience and then to think about what you're trying to tell them, both from how you're placing your media, but then also, you know, thinking about different things, not just one message that serves all your needs, but, you know, two different messages that serve two needs that tell a more cohesive story to the consumers that you're trying to reach. So I think that's really effective, even though I'm not going to be converted by it. So kudos to Subaru for that. And for just thinking about, you know, not just creating one thing, but to creating two things and thinking about how they work in tandem. I feel like there's a lot to be appreciating in how they're doing that. So that's it for this episode. Until next time. Thank you. See you later.